Tyrone Brooks stood with a dozen supporters at the Moores Ford Road Bridge in Walton County. It's the site of the 1946 murder of two African-American couples, a crime that's never been solved and has come to be known as the last public lynching in America. Brooks has focused on the case for more than 40 years. For the past several, he's organized a reenactment of the murders at the bridge each July. And he says there's a direct link between his federal fraud case and the Moores Ford case.
We know that the reason that we have been under attack by the government over the last few weeks and the horrible things that have been said about me personally is a direct result of our involvement in the Moores Ford Bridge movement.
But Brooks did not provide any evidence linking the two. And longtime Walton County resident John Howard questions Brooks' motives.
Actually, he just mainly does things so he'll make a name for himself and be seen.
The federal indictment alleges Brooks siphoned hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials and a literacy charity he founded. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.